Oh yes.
Oh yes.
We made it.
Finally.
For real, buddy.
For real.
Did you see the job? The job.
One man show.
No, but did you see the job, yeah. Man? How it takes.
Yes.
Look, we this is the second take because I forgot to put the mic.
It's true.
So many things to think about that.
Yes.
But you know what? I don't do that for the money. I do that for the passion.
Yes.
If you're not passionate about comedy, it's gonna never works.
Exactly.
You know, and you're there.
I'm here.
Because you are passionate.
I am very
Jenny Fiasch.
Fiasky.
Yes. It's like we eat a smoked meat.
Yes.
Eh? Because you love smoked meat. Hey, welcome to No BS with SB, man.
Thank you, it's a pleasure.
I'm so pumped. I just want to be sure that once again, I'm going to move that like that.
Yes.
To be sure everybody saw you. Okay. I don't know if people saw me. I hope the people. Anyway.
They saw you. This is Sébastien Bourgois.
See, they were going to go inside, like I told you, Marilyn. Okay. For people who don't know how it's work comedy, okay, people start to do show, yeah. You know, they start to bomb in open mic,
yeah.
They start to be good, you know, and they start to do 15, and then he said, you know what, I'm going to try to host somewhere, you know,
yeah.
And they start to host, and they start to be good, and start to middle in club, you know, and after that say, you know what, I would like to middle, I would like to headline, so they focus until the headline, and after the headline, I would love to do corporate, you know, but you, no,
it's special.
No. You, no. Me, I'm gonna start promoter, producer,
right.
Comedian,
right.
Host, opener, middle. What's happened with you, man?
I don't know.
Because you, the new sheriff in town, buddy.
Thank you.
In San Leonardo. And I told you that before,
yes,
remember?
When we first met.
And Tony Riccio was so pissed off. Shout out to Tony. I love you, Tony. Tony worked so hard, but with this L problem.
Yeah.
He's going to come back. But you know what I mean when I say
that. The first time we met, you were you were excited.
I was excited, yeah. Because I never saw a guy like you have so many balls, you know. you need a lot of balls to do that right away.
Thank you.
I'm sure a lot of people tell you you will not succeed, huh?
Is it too hard? It's too hard.
Yes.
You take on too much.
Yes.
You know, but no, I do it. I love, and now it's become, it was already a passion, but it's become an obligation.
But you find sponsor.
Yes.
You find a room. You book.
Which you've played before.
I play, many times.
Yeah. Last week.
Look at that.
Yes.
I bomb during the week and I kill on the weekend, yes, buddy. So, okay, let's go there. Okay, let's start with that. This is why I do a podcast. It's because I want to show to the people how you're amazing. How long are you in the business now?
It's going to be 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
Full time?
Not full time, no. I do, I work. My full time.
Yeah, you
job.
Have a day job, yeah, but full time in your head.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You always think eat about that. You don't have choice, by the way.
No.
Because you do a show every month?
Every month, every last Friday of the month.
Okay, so it's like you did, like how many shows you did, look, for now?
This is the, this one now is going to be 11.
11 show?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And sometimes
you do double, but we count it as one show.
Why?
I don't know. Just for my brain, ça marche dans mine. It works
okay.
Like that. Yeah. Ooh. So it's so I guess you could say we've done 16 shows.
Exactly. Yeah. Two shows sold out all the time.
Yes.
And because like you said, people say you will not succeed.
Yeah.
First, you never. I remember the first show was there.
You know what? No one ever said I wouldn't succeed. You know who said it? Myself. I said I won't be able to do it.
You're the worst enemy.
Yeah.
It's ourselves.
Yeah.
The worst.
The mind.
Okay, so nobody.
Not really. They said it would be difficult, hard.
Yeah.
You know, like what I'm doing is a co-production with the Leonardo da Vinci Center.
Yeah.
So me and them, we work together. And for the first show we did, we had Neil Jana.
Yes. Shout out to Neil.
Headline.
Look at that. Made my beautiful No BS with his beat. He did this one too. He's amazing.
He headlined the first show we did, and the center, they were like, well, we're lucky if we have 50 people there. And I'm like, okay.
And they were happy. They're going to be
happy.
50, wow. 50.
Man, you know the room, it fits 150.
Yes.
You know? So that first show, because the configuration of the room wasn't really set properly, we had 130.
Okay.
And it sold out in like 2 weeks.
I know.
So, and then we started because there's nothing like that in the East End.
Exactly.
Intimate,
yes.
Intimate. That you know, Sid does a very good job. Bob Villeray and all that.
Yeah.
But it's not the same feel.
It's not the same thing. You know, so. it's more comedy club.
Yes.
Corporate.
Yes. It's professional.
It's, yes. It's inside a big inside, building.
There's a bar inside.
Yes.
There's popcorn.
I love cookies. Popcorn. Oh, man, you bring, what is the cookie you bring all the time? The
Heavenly
Italian?
Taste. Heavenly Taste.
Whoa.
His favorite.
Okay, so let's go. Okay, so why you always need attention in your life? And when you realize that I'm going to jump?
So when I was young, I was very shy. I didn't like talking to people. I still don't like.
It's weird, eh?
I still like talking to people, but as soon as you put me on stage, it's like another.
It's weird, eh? A lot of people are like that.
Yeah.
Me, it's the reverse. Me, I always need attention. Yeah. Me, you can put me everywhere. I can go naked. I can, you know, like, t'es pas game, huh? You always say that, t'es pas game in
English.
You're not game. I say, yes, I am. Yeah, I'm exactly. Gonna do it. Yeah. My mother always tell me, if the guy's gonna jump,
you're gonna jump.
You're gonna jump, and I was like, yeah. You know what I mean?
But no, and then you know it's still weird today. I always give the example of, you know, when people sing you happy birthday, they shout.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Oh, but everybody hate it.
I hate it. But then, like, you throw me on stage, I'll start talking. I'll start picking on people. You know, so I don't know.
I need to give you a secret about that. Okay. Yeah. When I start comedy in English, before to do comedy, I want to learn English.
Yeah.
So I work at Chicoro,
yes.
The breakfast place.
Yeah.
I work 4 months, okay? And they force us to go to do the birthday, the singing.
Yeah.
What do you think it's more stress, sing or receive the people, you know what I mean?
Sing.
And they force us, if we don't sing, we're going to get fired. I was like, okay, so you know what I did? I always, okay guys, we have a birthday. We're gonna sing. Let's go it. So I go, but when I go, people follow me and I disappear all the time. And it's
true,
man.
Yeah.
So you are very shy. Do you have brother, sister?
Older sister, yes.
Okay, yeah. So you're the last one. Are you the favorite?
No, I think.
Did you feel like your favorite?
No.
You feel like your shit?
No. I don't actually. It was always very equal. Which is rare. Which is rare.
Yeah.
My sister is much older than me.
I know, but
we're 13 years old.
Imagine, it's why.
Yeah. So for sure, she thought I was an asshole when I was born.
Okay. But, so you're shy. Yeah. Do you know why you're shy? Do you get bullying at school?
No, it was just I was always a very quiet kid. I always mind my own business.
Yeah. It's weird, eh?
Then as I grew older.
So something happened in your life.
Yeah.
What's happened?
I don't know. I actually, you know, I'm going to mention it. I don't talk about it a lot.
Let's go. Your uncle touched you?
No. No. Unfortunately, no. But maybe about 6 or 7 years ago, I went to see Tony Robbins.
Oh, my God. Yes.
In Florida. I went to see my.
You paid to go there or you were already there?
My parents paid for me to go there because they had done
shout
it.
Shout out to your parents.
Shout out to them. They had.
Oh, I knew your father is amazing. Father, yes. What is his name?
Nick,
shout out Nick.
And they sent me to Florida for a few days to do the seminar. It changed my life.
Why they did that?
Because
they sent me in the army.
I needed something different in my life. And at the time, I was in a long relationship.
Okay.
And they sent us both there.
You and your girlfriend?
My girlfriend at the time, yes.
Wow, it's expensive, though.
Very expensive. So we did that. For me, it changed my life. I realized things in my life had to change, which was one of them was unfortunately my ex-girlfriend. I had to let her go. But even me inside, as soon as I left her, I became a new person.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you know why?
I moved out on my own.
But why do you think you changed?
I was potentially something like prisoner. You know,
prisoner in a relationship, and you
I didn't know how to express say, myself, or you know,
or I'm tired to do this.
Yeah.
So you do nothing, so she have to quit you. Because sometimes when you're not, you don't want to say I leave you because you don't want to be the asshole.
Right.
You let you down.
Yeah.
So you smell piss shit.
Exactly.
And you do nothing.
Because I lost a lot of friends during that time too.
Okay. So. How long did you stay with her?
6 years.
Okay,
high school till.
Okay, so when did you know you don't like this girl anymore on the 6 year?
It's not that I didn't like her; it's that I was done.
I know, but when?
Like after I left that seminar, like not long after I left Tony Robbins.
So, and you stay along with her?
Maybe 3 months.
Okay, so it's not too bad. Somebody, no. Some people, when they rethink about that, they say, oh, okay, I knew it at there, it's, yeah. So I wait another 2 years yeah. before I leave him.
Yeah, I needed to work on me.
Because
find myself. Yeah.
I don't know why people want a relationship when you're at college, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just, you have to live your life, make that sure. choice.
Yeah.
But after that, do you regret that? No. Once she leave you? It's the best thing ever?
I left her.
Oh, you left her?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I thought she left you.
No, I had a moment of, it's time.
You wrote a letter?
No, I told her.
You told her right away?
Yeah.
After the...
three months after.
How she respond?
I was an asshole.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Did you say yes, but it's because of Robbins?
Yeah, no. But no, I didn't say that. Actually, for me, I wrote in a copybook what I was feeling. I kept it for myself. I still have it. It's at home somewhere.
Wow.
And
we are so intense when we are young, eh?
Yeah, yeah. So this was... I was maybe 23 or 24.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this, so
as of that moment, I became a new person. I moved out on my own. I lived by myself.
Okay.
I lived my life. I got reconnected with my friends who I hadn't spoken to in a long time.
Yeah.
And I was just this new, I became the person to be around.
Okay. Not shy anymore?
No.
But easy to approach?
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, sometime, we could continue to another subject, but
no.
You know what I love at No BS with SB is, you said Tony Robbins,
yeah.
Change your life,
yeah.
Okay, but me, I want to know where, because I'm sure you remember, I'm sure you have goosebumps when the guy said like something like, are you tired to be a fat boy?
You know what it wasn't even a word. It was not a word.
It was
there was exercises to do during the weekend where you had to write things.
Okay.
And I always write. I always, you know, not a lot of people know that. Now you know. But I always always write. And I was writing things down during that weekend. And I'm like, oh my God. Like...
You wrote something inside, look.
Like I wrote something, and I'm like, what's happening? You know?
Yeah.
So why am I doing this to myself?
Like, give me a question.
I
remember.
There was a lot of
do you love yourself?
Something like that. Like, do you really know who you are?
Yes.
Are you doing the most of
your
potential?
Do you listen? Yeah.
You know that type of stuff.
But so, give us look.
Yeah.
Try to remember.
I think it was that. I think it was.
Where did you realize that?
I think it was more the. At the time, I was a bigger guy. You know.
Yeah.
Now I lost a bunch of weight.
Yeah, beautiful body.
Thank you.
And, you're right.
So I was that
confident. You know.
Yeah, I wasn't that confident. Less confident. Now I'm very confident. You know, but
yeah, you're too much confident.
Too much. Yeah. But no, and I would just write things like, "Who am I?"
Yes, exactly.
Like, what
everybody should do that.
And and at the time, I think I was still, I think I was just finishing Cégep at Dawson, and I didn't want to continue at school. I hate school.
Like, yeah.
I studied film, which I love, but I hated it.
Okay.
Like, you know, so then after that, you know, I got a job, a full-time job in the radio business and things, and like, that's where I started to discover my passions and things like that.
Okay, you know? so before you are at the Tony Robbins conference, you don't know what you want to do in your life?
No, at the time I was a manager of Epicerie, grocery store.
Wow.
Yeah.
So why you think your father and mother pay you this gift?
Because they saw before I saw. What was...
Because it's Florida, it's far though.
Yeah.
It was your first trip, by the way?
No.
No,
but my first trip, I think with my girlfriend alone at the time.
Okay.
Yeah, which was like...
You didn't, at the time, honestly, you didn't know you're going to quit her before that?
No, I didn't.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't know.
So you go there, it's like 1 week?
The 3 days? The conference is 3 days, but we were there for a few days. Yeah.
Okay, so for 3 days of motivation.
3 days, 12 hours a day in town.
No, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's work.
Yeah.
It's work.
Yeah.
It's work.
You walk on the fire.
Me, I'm more Gary Vee.
Yeah, well, Gary Vee too.
So Gary Vee for me is my mentor.
No bullshit. No bullshit.
No, exactly. Gary Vee, I study Gary Vee. The reason why I do a podcast is it's because of me, it's because of his knowledge.
Yes.
Like you have no reason to not promote who you are, exactly. You know. But before I found who I am, like you said,
yeah.
I have to think about that.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, you know, we saw somebody have success with vlog. So I say, I'm going to do vlog too. It's exactly. Easy.
Yeah.
But it's not me.
No.
You know, so when...
Well, I remember you used to do videos all the time.
I do video, vlog.
Yeah.
I do ASMR.
Yes.
I do live kitchen food. Yeah. I try everything.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not scared to struggle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not scared to fail.
No.
And this is why you succeed in life. Because fail for me, it's like... Okay, it's not good. It's like comedy.
Yeah.
If the joke is not funny, I'm not going home. People did not laugh. I said, try another joke. Yeah. You know, focus.
Yeah, change it. You know,
exactly. Yeah. So, but you never thought about to be a comedian.
No.
So this happened.
So
you decide to change your life.
Yeah. So I do all that stuff. I start working with my family.
Yes.
I start Snob Media. I had a few different names before, but this was in 2015.
But
then this is more recent, the brand sticking.
You decide to critique movie.
Yeah, because I studied film. I studied film criticism, so I learned how to criticize movies. So I started with that.
How did you start? You said you learned, where did you learn that?
At Dawson, at Cision.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so I.
So you do blog, blog.
Yes, exactly, blog, and then after that, kind of launched the comedy shows, and then we also launched our own podcast,
which
you're gonna be on soon.
Yeah, I hope.
And so.
And remember what I said to you when we saw a movie together?
Yeah,
I saw it could be funny if we do something.
100%.
You never called me back.
I know.
Sad.
I'm a bad person.
Yeah, because now you're confident too much. I told you. Okay, so you go back work with your family.
Yeah, they work and they have a real estate franchise at IMAX.
Okay.
And, so I work the marketing for them. So kind
this
of
is where
kind of, you know,
the puzzle. You know where the puzzle starts?
Missing pieces. Yeah.
It's why you're good.
Yeah.
Producing.
Yeah.
Because producing is an art form.
Yeah, and the thing is, because working for my family, if I were to work somewhere else, I wouldn't get the opportunities that I do. Oh, I have to come do a podcast with Sebastian today. I should be working right now. But they said, you know what? We influence you. We.
Oh, because you're supposed to work with your father now?
Of course.
Hey!
It's Tuesday.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Wow.
Yeah. So
and this is working,
exactly. But
because we promote a lot of things, promote you, the show.
But if I had a regular 9-to-5 job, they would say
what?
And
why I will interview a guy working at a grocery store anyway?
Exactly.
Now I interview a superstar, because people don't understand when I say that. Say why you say superstar? Because me, I saw you in the future. You know what I mean? I have my DeLorean, and I go and I say tabarnak, I'm gonna interview him right away. Before he's too big and I can interview him, you know what I mean? I believe that.
Thank you.
Listen, we have 320 subscribers. If I said to you, do we have a show with 300 people?
Yeah, we.
So look.
This is it.
I start at zero. And 6 months ago.
Yeah.
We're 320.
And you already have like 50 episodes?
Yes.
That's crazy.
I have Chris Nyland about that.
That's crazy.
Think about that.
That's nuts.
Okay? Think about that, man. When you put your mind to it, anything is possible, okay? And I don't care if you believe that or not. I'm not here to promote anything. I'm here to... I believe what I believe. You believe what you believe. And this is why you succeed.
Yeah.
When you start to focus on what you believe, everything is possible.
You push and you hustle.
Exactly.
That's true.
Yes. And if people can understand that and saw that, because he said, you have 300 subscribers, it's shit. Joe Rogan has 7 million.
Not the same.
Yeah, but Joe Rogan started 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Come back in 10 years here.
And we'll see.
Okay, yes.
Yeah?
I don't say I'm going to be 7 million.
No, but you have your own studio.
I'm going to have my own studio.
Exactly.
People
sponsor.
Say. Exactly. People start to shit on my podcast because of the sound, the light, they say. I said, yes, but it's free.
Yeah.
It's free and it's a work in progress.
You know what? You're doing it.
I'm doing exactly.
While they're sitting on their ass.
Exactly, man.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's weird how life is work, huh?
The same thing with our podcast. We it's me and two of my other friends, and if we don't record every week,
you miss the momentum.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I know.
So it's like
Did you miss the momentum?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
So why you said if we miss?
No, well, there was 1 week we had technical issues.
Okay.
Yeah, we had Jeffrey Applebaum and we had that technical issues. And I got to call him and say, look, you came, I'm so sorry. Like,
you came for that thing?
Yeah.
Like us before.
Yes.
The sound was not there.
Yes, but anyways, it was a
and it's
story.
Complicated yeah. too when you have to be three.
No,
it's
actually,
not everybody
what?
Are.
You know what? It's perfect because I'm more of the host. I have my other friend who's the goofball. He's always funny, and my other friend he's very good technical.
So no, I know, but like, it's me, though.
Yeah.
But why the podcast exists is because of me and because you come.
Yes, yes. That's
if
it.
If the other guy can because you have a dinner, the other guy.
No, but we make it work.
You know what? It's more complicated.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Me,
yeah,
I have more responsibility.
Yeah.
But at the end, it's the reward is me.
Yeah.
Okay, so. So you start to do blog. This is the first thing you go in the business.
Yeah.
It's you start to do blog.
Yeah.
About movie.
Movies, yeah.
You always love movie like me.
Always, yeah. Movies.
I
music,
love.
Music,
we can
music,
talk about hour passion. About
yeah,
movie.
Yeah.
You know,
it's music.
Like
yeah,
I
music.
Said before, we should do something together.
Yes.
You know, I told
now,
you
now
that.
Now it's on this. Now it's on. Now it's.
Yeah, movie. Yeah. But when This Is Us. What is
no,
the movie?
No, just us. You hated it and I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
the
still,
horror
you
movie.
Still hate it? You
yeah.
Still I like it?
I haven't watched it.
Yeah.
I haven't watched
no,
it.
No, man. What? Remember
still,
the release?
Yeah. It's still,
was 1 year ago?
Yeah. Oh my God.
1 year
yeah.
ago, man. Yeah. See, I told you.
I haven't seen you. That
why
long.
We don't do something together?
I don't know, but now let's do it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mister, I have his own popcorn. Let's see.
I don't share my popcorn.
How about that? You change body.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you do blog about movie.
Yeah, then it became entertainment.
Yeah,
entertainment,
you put poster on your Instagram. You have a, you know, about but was not enough for you.
No.
And then, something. Yeah, something.
Then what happened is I did another project with the Leonardo da Vinci Center, which was at the time was called the DJ Battle.
Okay.
Which was I brought in young DJs to a contest. To want to the main prize was you go play a club in Italy.
Wow!
So we did that. 350 people, Danza Gymnasio in a gym. We did that. I went to Italy with the winner.
No, I don't care about that. Man,
yeah.
I want to know how you get the prize in Italy.
Oh, so you had to be the best. At
No. Season. How you get that?
Oh, the
you call somebody. Hey, I'm a producer.
The center took care of that. Like a
okay.
Sponsor,
okay. Okay.
Yeah, something like that. And
oh my God,
oh my
it's
God,
time, Baldy.
It's time for a snack.
Are you alright? Tab, I got so many stuff. Yeah, come eat this way.
Here.
I can put that here.
Right here.
Wow. Do you put the milk?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Black.
You put sugar, Bobby?
No.
You put water?
Yes.
Oh, merci.
Oh, you got the chamomile?
Yeah, I took the chamomile for my gorge. My throat.
Sébastien, water.
Merci. It's rare. Normally, I take coffee, but...
Thank you so much.
I drink too much coffee. Merci beaucoup. Hey, make some noise. Thanks. Yes. This is fun because... when you people, I always said to other comic, start your own thing. Start your own thing.
Yeah.
But they said, yeah, but I don't know how to start something. I said, because you have to jump, okay? And because if you think with your, if I think now about to do something, my think is not the same than when I decide to jump.
Yeah.
Okay? Because when you think about something, it's always negative. When you jump, everything starts to open.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No,
example,
I
when I start, said, you know, I'm going to do a podcast.
Yeah.
It's going to be, so everybody say, yeah, everybody do a podcast. Yes, but it's not
the same.
It's my idea. It's my, it's
yeah, yeah.
me. So I walk here.
Yeah.
I was walking. I saw the owner. I said, where are you going? I said, I'm going to do two open mic. I said, I'm working on a podcast, you know, but I don't know where to do my podcast. And the guy said, do your podcast here.
See?
Think about that.
If you don't ask, or if you don't, you know, my father always tells me, if you don't ask, you don't receive.
If you didn't,
but you didn't really ask. It just happened. See the power of the mind.
Exactly.
See?
No, man, I asked. I said indirectly. I said, I need a place to do a podcast.
And
you know.
He's like,
he said, why you don't do that here? So the first 10 was there, because
there was a bit of noise. I remember.
Yeah, I want to feel the discussion in a restaurant, but it was too much.
Too loud. Yeah.
Because people did not respect. Hey, good, listen.
I remember.
I went to Sous-Écoute. You know Sous-Écoute with Mike Ward because
of
that.
Yeah.
But not just because of that, but because of a lot of things. But
yeah.
because me, it's raw. It's not perfect.
Not edited.
I want to show to the people that.
Yeah.
It's why I did not remove the shot with JC Surette when I shoot a lady because she's they don't belong there.
Right.
Okay. It was close. It was close for us.
Yeah.
But the waitress. Didn't care, and she put that like here. Mm. She was there.
And
maybe
it was a conversation.
It was 1 hour already recorded. I was like, wow, I was so. And it was not the first time, you know. You can see Emil.
Yeah, well, yes, I remember what Emil.
People at the back, plink, plink, plink with the stencil. Like that, all that. I was tabarn. No respect, you know. So I was so. I said, shoot, please.
Yeah.
I said, please.
Yeah.
Okay, come on, fuck off, Basti. Anyway, my point is. I want to show, like did you see Joe Rogan? He made the 10-year anniversary.
Yeah.
You can see go see Joe Rogan podcast. He linked that at the upstairs though. You can
on the top. Yeah.
On the top, and it's the 10-year of him.
Okay.
Go watch his first podcast. Shit.
Yeah, for sure.
But he starts somewhere, and now look who he is.
Yeah.
So, but it's not everybody think like that.
No.
Did you always think like that?
No.
Did you see? Because you saw the show.
Yeah.
Because nobody believed that because they will do that before.
Yeah.
No, the room there was empty.
Yeah.
Have a revelation.
Revelation. yeah, I think. Well, we did the first show in October 2018, and the setup was shit. It was like Cabana Sur.
Ugh.
Okay.
The table was like that.
How many works? Back in the day, like that, like long
table. Oh, okay. Wait.
So we did the show because it was sold out, and we were supposed to only fit 100 people, but there was 130 in the room. And then I said, no, this is not gonna work.
Okay, mate.
Yeah. After the show, I said it's not gonna work. The layout.
Okay, so this is the day you say that.
Yeah.
But I want to go before that. Yeah, because I want to know. Okay, when you make this decision.
So
did you talk to somebody?
Yeah, so there's the
and after the contest of DJ, it was a hit.
Yeah, it was a hit.
So I saw you with
they wanted me
Angelo.
To continue. Yeah, what?
I saw you with Angelo on stage.
Yes. Oh, yes, it's true. Yeah, with Angelo Cervuccias and Frank Spadone.
Yeah, shout out to this amazing comedian.
Yeah.
So why are you there?
So, but that was after.
Oh, this is after?
Yeah.
Okay, it's not
I've known Frank for a long time, and then but he did a show here. He goes, hey, you started doing comedy, open for us. I was like,
wow, we're gonna go back there, okay. Yeah.
So, but going back to the CLDV comedy launch, the center, Leonardo da Vinci, approached me, said, we wanna start. I didn't wanna do DJ Battle anymore, I gave it to someone else.
Why?
Because it wasn't.
The ego?
The
ego was too strong?
Yeah. No, it was just, it was passé. I didn't want to do that anymore, and I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. I knew there was a project, but then I didn't know
what
I
wanted. Yeah, can you just?
Yeah.
Like that, okay. Like that.
So then the Leonardo da Vinci came to me, they said, we want to do comedy nights. I said, okay. They wanted to do open mics and things, but I said, no one's going to pay $20 for an open mic.
I think we talked about that.
Yes, we did.
I think you asked me if it was a good idea.
Yeah. So then I said, okay, no, we're going to do like the gala, comedy galas once a month. We're going to start with one show, but the goal is once a month.
Yes.
You know, it's cheap, $25. Like,
it was 20 at the time.
At the time it was 20, yes. We raised $5.
Yes.
So then that was it. And then what happened was I got...
Okay, so you said the guy said, you say no, see?
I said I wasn't sure about the open mic. I said, it's not something that I want to do. I said, and no one's going to pay $20.
Yeah, but you don't know anybody in comedy.
I don't know. So what happened, my interest in comedy has always been there. Just when I started working for Just for Laughs as a
seller?
No, well.
A phone guy?
No, well.
ice cream?
No, I cover the events. I'm a journalist, like journalist.
No way.
Yeah.
When?
2017 or 2016. That's where I met Emil.
You start to... Why Just for Love give you that?
Because I was writing for two newspapers at the time. Italian newspaper, but they wanted an English column. So they had me. I was already putting my movie reviews in there.
But why you have that?
I don't know. Because they used to always get the request to report for Just for Laughs at this newspaper, and everyone used to throw it in the garbage. Because they had no one to cover the events. Then there was me. They said, oh, you want to do Just for Laughs? Yeah.
The newspaper.
The newspaper, yeah. So then I met, that's where I met Emil, and that's where I got into Just for Laughs. Now it's like my, it's going to be my fifth year now that I work with them.
Yes.
And it's just getting bigger and bigger. Like the first person I ever interviewed for Just Laughs was Dom Herrera.
Wow.
Okay, like on, like the guy was on the phone in his apartment. Yeah, I'm just waiting for some food to come to my house, you know. So, like, and then it came to the point where I was like, hey, you want to come do one-on-one with Howie Mandel?
Wow.
Okay.
This when, last year?
2 years ago.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
How long did you talk with him?
I had 12 minutes.
But 12 minutes is good. So did you? Is it audio or video?
Both. I have it online.
Wow.
Yeah. And I, and you know, it was fun. Like I was nervous, fun, you know, like, and then it was, oh.
I'm sure you never realized at the time when you talked to him.
No, I was too
nervous.
You know
what I mean?
I was too nervous.
Like now, though.
Yeah, I was too nervous. I was too nervous. But then it became, last year was, hey, Johnny, you want to do the red carpet?
Yeah, I saw you, buddy.
Who do I?
I was jealous, I think.
I interviewed Kevin Hart. Like,
yeah, I was jealous.
Like, who am I? I'm a kid from St. Leonard.
Exactly.
You know, like,
exactly. It's beautiful what you just said, man. Yeah. And you have to remember that all the time, okay?
Yeah.
Because it's the kid inside you, man, who dream. Yeah. Because this is why you're so good. Because you still enjoy what you do.
I love it.
You know what I mean? And I think he felt that too, Kevin Hart. Because Kevin Hart, they interviewed thousands of times. He feel you, huh?
What? Yeah, so I was the last person. He was like, someone was asking too many questions. And he goes, no, okay, you? And he pointed at me. And I was like, oh.
You have to be ready.
Yeah.
What was the first question?
I only had one question. And it was, I said, because he was getting the Generation Award from the festival.
Yes.
I said, it's Generation. It's a reminder of like what you've accomplished. And what was the first joke you ever told? And he goes, ah. Oh. He was like, he had to think. And then it was something about a bus. I don't remember the joke, but something about a bus.
No.
But he smiled. He was like, okay. He goes, that was the joke. He goes, but I hope you don't tell anybody that joke. So like, and then, like
wow.
And then, like, walked away, you know. But it's just, you know, it's evolvement. And then, so going back to the Comedy Lounge shows, is that we did that show. It was amazing, the first show, but the layout was shit.
No. You go. No. Okay. No. Hey. You make me you look what? At. Look. I'm dreaming about the. No. You go. Okay. So. No. It's important, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Parents, Florida. Okay, Tony Robbins.
And my parents have never stopped me from
exactly.
Projects.
No,
my mom,
see,
my dad, my stepmom.
Your dad went on stage.
Yeah,
I was there.
Yeah, he
okay?
killed me.
Exactly, he was funny. Eh?
Yeah.
Okay, so you come back, you make decision, you change your life.
Yeah.
You start to believe in yourself. You start to do what you love. You start to blog on movie.
Yeah.
And that's that. You have an opportunity to be on the news.
Yeah.
Why the news? I want to know why the news is.
Did
you ask?
I think because my dad always talks to everybody, and I think at the time they were looking for
a snitch.
No, not like that.
Okay.
They're
a snitch in a good sense.
The Italian newspaper was looking for someone to write in English, so my dad had said, "Hey, my son writes movie reviews."
Oh, so your dad should be your manager, Bobby.
Yeah, no, 100%. He's already
okay.
dad. He just doesn't.
He
know.
Did that to you again.
Yeah. So
you
he
accept?
Said, he said, "Hey, why don't you do this?" And
did
then
you?
They said, "Okay." So I started to send every
exactly.
week. Five reviews.
Wow.
And then it was, hey, no one ever goes to the jazz festival or Just for Laughs. Do you want to go? Yeah. And then it was the Suburban in Laval.
Opportunity.
Same thing happened with the Suburban.
And I'm sure every time, like, he said, you want to write in the newspaper, I'm sure you said, no, I'm shit. Who I am to a critical movie?
No, I never thought that. I never thought.
No?
I knew.
Okay.
I'm always very... That's where the word snob comes in. Snob is like...
Okay.
You think higher of certain things.
Yeah, okay.
And people have called me that. This is why the brand snob
came exactly.
out. Like, oh, you're a snob. Yeah. I know my shit. Like, you know?
Yeah.
So, like... So that's where it became, and then that's
okay,
what
it's like you start to believe in yourself.
Yeah, the writing I was always okay with. The writing part, it's just the
yeah, because you're not at the front, look.
No, you're behind.
But they put a picture with you.
Yeah.
So are you pumped when you saw that the first time?
Yeah, the people were like, oh, I saw you. Oh, I read your thing. Oh, I do. I'm like, okay, thank you.
So they sent you to Just for Laughs, but it was still writing or not?
No, writing, and I would do phone interviews.
Okay.
Only phone.
Phone. Okay, so
then,
start very slowly because you're a shy guy.
And Emil was my publicist.
Okay,
And he would, but he thought I was this because he saw my real name is Giovanni. So he sees this before he even meets me, and he goes,
"Giovanni,
oh,
is your real name?
Yeah,
it's not Gianni."
But they call me Gianni. It's a nickname. Okay, my grandfather was Giovanni, so they named me after my grandfather.
Okay,
so Emil sees Giovanni, and he goes, "This guy is for sure 80 years old." Before he, so then I go to the opening night, I think it was Ethnic Show, and I'm like, oh, I'm Giovanni. And he was like, you?
So then, how he can judge you when his name is Emil. It's the oldest name ever. Emil. I talk about that. Mm-hmm. His podcast, like, do you like to call Emil a vieux monon? Shout out to Emil.
Yeah, he helped me a lot.
He's a good guy. I love this guy.
Yeah, he helped me a lot evolve. And then they just the year after, was like, okay, you want to come interview in person this person.
So who pay you for the mic and the cameraman?
No, I bought it myself.
Oh, it's you?
Yeah.
So the newspaper...
Well, the camera was the phone, right?
The newspaper they give you a bigger budget?
No. So for me, the newspaper is done free because it's
it was free?
Yeah.
They never pay you?
No, but you know how they pay me? They pay me with...
Tomato, sea pasta... Yeah,
cucumber. No, they paid me, they gave me movie passes.
Smoked meat.
Huh? Yeah. No, movie passes, they gave me movie passes for a little view.
Okay.
To watch the movies, and they also...
You think they rob you?
No, because for me, it's still experience. It's experience.
Yeah, I know experience.
And then after that, Just for Laughs comes in, and they're like, oh yeah, here's tickets for this, tickets. Yeah. So for me, I don't want to get... I want to do the coverage.
I know that if you don't accept, nothing's going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's movie ticket or nothing.
Yeah.
And at the time you're young, you don't know your value. But now you start to know your value.
Well, now it's
to say, hey, you know what? I think you just find a budget. No.
You know what happened now is that because of the brand Snob Media, it started to change because Just for Laughs want more Snob Media. They don't want the newspaper anymore.
Exactly.
So the newspaper is kind of like, yeah, okay, I'll write an article to give them more coverage for the festival, right here.
Yes.
But they're like, no, do it for Snob Media. No, do it for the Suburban is English, is English newspaper in Montreal. So they say do it for that. So it kind of like, for me, the experience is I don't care about the money. Like
I don't care. It's passion
and
opportunity, experience. Yeah.
One day this...
But it's not everybody who listen that, who understand that.
No, one day my brand will make me money.
Exactly.
And it'll be the time. That's
okay,
it.
So
the
now...
The same way you do corporate, that pays your bills.
Exactly. Yeah. I bump the... I work every night in open mic, so the weekend, they pay me and they are happy. Yeah.
You're the hardest working guy in the business.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. And I see you hustle, man. You hustle.
Yeah, man, it's...
No choice,
man.
No one's going to do it for you.
And this is why I'm so grateful, like, because the ego takes so much place in this business that sometimes you can get lost, you know? Like, hey, you never pay me, everybody know the ticket movie you give me already free, you know? And you say, no, I'm going to learn. Yeah. You know, I did 300 commercials on television. Okay, but the first 50, they never pay me.
No.
I know they robbed me at the time.
But I
knew the opportunity to learn how to work in front of a camera with professional.
Yeah.
And after that, I got the big contract who gave me money, not a lot, but just enough,
enough
to be happy. And it's correct. It's easy to get lost in this business, and now you are in the world of comedy, and you know the ego are strong sometimes when people start to be jealous about your success. Do you feel it?
Sometimes yes, but then sometimes no, because then some people have asked me to be on their shows, and I go do it, and they pay me, so just the. You know what the show is like, the Comedy Lounge. Like, it's very professional.
Yeah.
And it's not just for anybody. Not for any comedian.
Like, No. Like, and exactly my point. Yeah, so because people ask you, can I come? And it's tough for you to say you're not ready.
No, I you can't. You don't say that. I always.
So what do you say?
I always say, look.
Practice?
But also, to see that, you know that I book my shows months in advance.
Oh, so this is the argument for you.
No, but it is. Because for me...
It's
February. March is booked. Like,
if you don't say you're not enough funny...
No, you don't say
work
that.
Hard.
You don't...
Yeah. You say, I'm already booked. It's more easy to...
I'm already booked, but then also, like, I need some people. I don't know who they are, so I'd have to go see them to see, okay. And you know what? It's shitty in a way because I'm not amazing. Like, I like to host...
You're not amazing, maybe a comedian.
Yeah.
But you do the same thing than you do in the past with the newspaper. It's like you produce your show and you put yourself in danger to host to every time to be better.
That's it. So I write, you know? I write so that every month I have a new set. You know, I don't want people to hear the same shit that I'm saying every month.
No, exactly.
So that for me is
it's a big challenge.
Yeah, and then same thing with Emil and Reginald Saint-Eloi.
Yes.
They're on the show every month.
Yes. But they always said that, like, you know,
the regulars.
Yeah, but the regulars, like in the club, look, it's they have a term, like the DJ work there all the time is
the residency.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I tell them, I said, to do the show you have to have a new set every month.
Don't you know come. I was DJ in the past.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, I see that.
I was DJ in the past. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was not happy, man. I was making a lot of money, but I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
It was like I was alone at sea and people have fun.
Play me that song.
Oh man, can I have the? I said, yeah. And she always come back. Can I have Yeah. And she came back the third time. And why you don't put my song?
Yeah.
I said, because I will not see your beautiful boobs. See, you know what I mean? It's true. Yeah. See, yeah. I was like, oh, you know, I was always drunk and but so. You have a life gives you opportunity because you start to open
the door
about what you love and not judging what if you deserve it or not. So when you start to make a change, everything open.
Yeah.
After so, yes. Do you still watch Tim Robbins?
Tony, no, so no.
What I said,
Tim Robbins is an actor.
Yeah, exactly. That's why he's a good actor, but
Shang Chang.
Ah oui, c'est vrai. Mais pas dans j'allais faire mon hot. Yeah, it's because I don't know. I just know in French. Je ne sais même pas français.
But no, but I should go back and read my notes, read my books, but I don't. But the thing is that there's always something stuck in my head about that situation, about that event. But then, yeah, things have been opening up. Like since I've been doing the shows.
Yeah.
And, now I was casted in a wedding show, a fake wedding show. Going to Ottawa and it's coming to Montreal.
What do you mean a fake?
It's a show called Joe and Mary's Wedding. It's a fake Italian wedding. So people pay, they come, but it's a show. It's their show. Like everything's for fake. The people are.
Is it fake money in the envelope?
Yes, they give fake money. The people.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? People. I don't know. So you saw a fake wedding?
No. I'm part of it. I'm the brother of the bride.
Okay, you're an actor.
I'm an actor in it, yeah.
Ah, okay.
And it's happening this month and next month.
Okay.
Ottawa and Montreal.
Give the date in case.
February 29th in Ottawa.
29th is going to be today. And so the other one?
March 28th.
Ah, March 28th.
March Montreal.
Where?
Laval. Embassy Plaza.
Ah, it's a beautiful place. Okay, I want to know, the first time you went on stage.
Yeah.
Remember?
What happened was I put the show together, the comedy lounge, and then I said, Emil, I said, and Reginald, I said, I want you guys to come to the show. I said, okay, but who's hosting? I said, oh, I don't know. Okay, they said, no, you have to host.
Yeah.
That's the only way we're going to do it, is if you host.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, but I don't do that.
So the first show was at your show?
Yep.
So listen,
I memorized, and I suck at memorizing. I memorized my jokes.
Man, you have to book. You have to promote.
Yeah.
You have to be sure everything is great, and you have to go on stage.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. I was that night. I was.
You,
nervous.
Did you
was,
sleep the night before?
No. I was very nervous.
Wow. Did you drink? You drink a scotch?
No, I drank at the show though.
Yes. So what do you drink?
Gin.
You love gin.
Yeah.
So you drink a lot of gin.
Yeah.
Do you remember first the night?
Yeah. No, I remember because I remember as soon as I walked off stage, adrenaline. Like,
oh wait.
Because. It's always the thing in comedy where you get that laugh. You say a joke, you get that laugh back.
Woo! Yeah. It's me. You know? I still after all the year.
Yeah.
I went to Calabogie.
Calabogie. What's that? Ontario.
It's one hour after Ottawa.
Okay.
Man, I kill.
Yeah.
Standing ovation. I was like.
This is your first time? English. No. When was this?
What do you mean?
Sestaka?
Oh no. Recently. No, we are what? Monday.
Tuesday. I don't know.
Tuesday. Where Tuesday? No, our Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday. Yeah.
So it was Sunday.
Okay.
This Sunday.
Okay.
Calabogie with Rachel Ely. It was man. After all year, every time I still like wow. I don't know how to respond. You know.
No.
I go back to my car. It's finished. No love. You know, it's weird, look,
it's,
the feeling. It's the same feeling than bombing, by the way, at the end, because too much love,
yeah,
like too much hate,
yeah.
Because you bomb, or too much love and it's finished. I always said to a comedian, get the big head. You kill, take it. Yeah. And you're hot, you're amazing. Yeah. Wow, man, what a bear party. Look at that, this guy's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's midnight, 1 minute, you're nobody.
You're nobody, yeah.
You know what, but take it, because we never take it.
Yeah.
So we never happy, we never enjoy it. So you have to enjoy. So you enjoy a lot, huh?
Yeah.
Because you make money.
Yeah.
The show was great.
Yeah.
You broke the ice.
Broke the ice. Because you know what the thing too, is that the first show that I did, I sold out because it was mostly my friends and my family.
Yeah.
The show after, the month after.
At that time, don't go there already.
Okay.
Because you host, so you went on stage 5 times.
What do you mean?
You host.
Yeah.
So you said.
Every show that I do.
Yeah. No, man, you host. You said after that, I go off stage and the adrenaline arrives.
Oh, yeah, I come back.
You come back. Yeah. But when you come back, you realize why everybody. I always said to somebody who start comedy, host.
Yeah.
Because you go on stage all the time and you finish by to understand that, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because when you came back, you were less stressed.
Yeah.
Because you just have to say, are you ready for the second act?
You've done the biscuit again, cook.
So did you realize that at the time that it's going to be your life forever?
No.
No?
No, I still don't think that.
No?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not something you want to do in your life?
No, I do. I love it.
You don't
want
to be a professional comedian? No, be honest.
I know. I don't know.
I saw you. I saw you.
You know what the thing? I don't think the comedian, but the producing part.
Ah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it.
Exactly. So you're more pumped to produce a show than be inside.
It's weird. Because I think because now that I do these shows every month, people have seen me, so they ask me to be on their shows. And when I go so I bombed once at someone else's show.
Yeah.
And
it's tough, huh? For the ego?
Yeah. But then, you know, you always bring a friend. They're like, oh, you did good. And I'm like, no, I didn't. Shut up.
Yeah, no, so, and you realize that you don't want. Because
no, I don't mind.
It's a job. Look.
Yeah, it's a job. Yeah. If someone paid me to be on their
you
show.
You need 1 hour if you want to pay your rent.
Exactly.
Do you have 1 hour?
No.
You know how much time it's going to take.
Yeah, years.
So, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, for you, it's more a pastime. You still learn comedy. You still learn how to host.
Yeah.
But for you, the goal is to be a producer.
I would love to produce.
More shows.
It's weird, man, because I say I don't want to do it, but then I think about being on stage and I'm like, ah. Oh. Like, I love to host. I love to host.
You love to host at your place.
But I would also host elsewhere. People gave me the opportunity, I would host.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, like I hosted for Frank and Angelo.
Yeah. Oh, wait, but it was a big theater.
And that's 520 people.
Yeah.
You know what? I wasn't fucking nervous.
Why are you?
No, but I told
Jim.
Yeah. There was that. But I told Frank Spadone. I said, why am I not nervous? He goes, it's normal. He goes, you're numb now. You're going to go on. You know, because
you're naive.
And it wasn't 10 minutes, it was 15 I had to do to open. And 7 minutes in between Frank and Angelo. And I did it. My father filmed it. I did 16 minutes the first time, and then I did 8 minutes the time in between. I didn't know I had that material. That's like almost half an hour. You know what I mean? So,
So when did you get nervous?
When I got nervous before I had to introduce Angelo, because I didn't really know Angelo. But Angelo, he came to me after the show, he goes, I liked your stuff.
Oh, he's a monster, right?
Yeah.
He went here.
Yeah, I know.
Think about that.
I know.
Think about that.
Super nice guy. Like,
life is beautiful. Yeah. I will always repeat that because people always forget that. Yeah. But if you never try, you will never know, okay? Mm-hmm. Listen.
Yeah.
My when I was young, okay, I remember I went to Yellow Shoes. I said I would like to work. You need somebody. He said, do you have experience? Mm-hmm. I said no. He said ah. I said yes, but if you don't give me the opportunity, I will never have experience.
Exactly.
You know, it's a circle all the time.
Yeah.
It's always like that. So how I invite people in my podcast is a friend, people who I believe and big star like Angelo Uso.
Yeah. Pantelos.
Give me the opportunity to create a serious podcast. You know what I mean? Like notoriety. Because now every time I ask to another comedian, a superstar, I always said, hey, Angelo came.
Yeah. And he's like in LA.
And everybody's exactly a superstar.
Yeah.
So every time it's, oh, Angelo, okay. So I send the video and they all call me back and say, oh, yes, I'm going to.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? Clack, clack, clack.
Yeah.
But give me the chance.
Yeah.
Everybody starts somewhere.
Yeah.
And you, what is your next goal? Because I feel like you like challenge, but you don't like to stay there when it's done, you know?
I love the room, but my goal is to do, I spoke to you about it, a big show in the big deal.
Yeah.
But that would have to be
the All-Star
Gala fundraiser, maybe, which I'm working on right now. It's more difficult than I thought.
Why?
To get, you know, someone that's fundraiser, it can be $25, you know, the ticket. So
you have to be 50.
Yeah.
And food, maybe.
No, they can't eat inside. It would be in the big one, so you can't.
No, but you can eat outside.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, maybe.
You know, a buffet or.
Yeah. So I'm working on that. That's I have a goal. If it doesn't happen this year, definitely for next year, it would be something. Sell out the big room, you know. Have you All Star, you know, Gino Durante.
Yes.
You know,
shout out to like Gino.
That.
Yeah.
Like a big show.
So you still do vlog?
Yeah, every day.
You still you prepare your summer for Just for Laugh. You're gonna be there again.
Yes.
With Snub Media now.
Yes.
Not with the newspaper.
No.
You continue to do a show every month.
Every month.
You still happy of that?
No, I love it. I love it.
Is it still difficult for you to do that, or now it's just a walk in the park?
No, you know what happened? It's weird. At the beginning it was easy. Now it's difficult.
Why?
I think there's.
The safety get lost.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's more. There's a lot of choice. Now,
what do you mean?
Different shows, different things.
Where?
At the center.
Really?
And,
about comedy?
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
A lot of people are starting to come in and like use the big theater.
Ah, man, you should have an exclusivity, man. Because you know what's gonna happen? You're gonna lose people.
Yeah.
And the guy is gonna say, oh, it's not. It's, yeah. Yeah, but I have the I need exclusivity. Yeah.
There's that. There's also, I notice now, I guess maybe because I like a lot of things that are comedy on social media, so a lot of things on social media come up that are comedy. I'm like, oh, this guy's coming, oh, this guy's coming. Like, but it's not difficult. We always sell out. It just, back then, maybe a year and a half ago, the shows would sell out like in like
two weeks. I did Pino Pirillo.
Yeah, which
sold
I helped,
out
which,
to show.
Yeah, which I helped him with that. So,
okay.
Like, so, because Pino's super nice. The guy came to me and goes, I don't want to overlap your show.
Me too. I will never do a show there because I know you have a room. If I rent, it's going to be their big room or nothing. You know,
big star.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's weird that people use that room.
It's not, but it was fun.
No, because think about that.
Yeah.
You have to respect the you have to respect who you are. When the guy, when the owner of the Leonardo DiCaprio Theater, okay, said to you, hey, you want to be part of that?
Yeah.
It's because he know if he's going to bomb.
Yeah.
Because he will do it before.
Yeah.
Why you don't you do? So he take a risk with you.
Yeah.
But because you kill, he's, oh, I'm going to rent this place out. No, you can't do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I understand completely. But now that I appreciate people like Pino that are like, hey, when is your next show? Because I don't want to
exactly
do it around.
Interference.
And then we ended up having a good friendship. I helped him with social media and things like that.
Yeah.
And it was worked out very well. Both shows were sold out. You were there.
Yeah.
Like, it was a great.
Oh, it was amazing, man.
Yeah.
Oh.
At Valentine's Day, en plus. You know, like.
Yeah.
So, but that's it. And I love it. And I was going to say that the second time I ever did that show, my show, in November of 2018 with Gino Durante headlined, I bombed. Because I was so confident from the first time.
Wow.
I went on stage. As soon as I stepped my foot on the stage, something happened. I forgot everything. I started, oh, my phone. Oh, what's that joke I have to, you know? 10 minutes like that.
No.
Yeah. At my own show.
Wow.
So after that moment, I always said, no. I said, that can't happen again. Especially, you know, my face is on the poster.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. Like, I need to. So now it's.
Wow, you thought it was easy.
Yeah. See?
Wow.
I walk on stage, I'm Gino Durante's here. Yes. Yeah, you know.
Oh, man, it's tough, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's always tough, you know. It's not like bicycle.
No.
You know what I mean?
I don't even know how to ride a bicycle. Imagine.
Imagine.
Imagine. Like,
you, really?
I swear.
You can do a video like that.
Yeah.
And you fail, pot. Okay, so you said you want to do the a big show.
Yeah, that's the ultimate goal. To continue that once a month.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly.
We take 2 months off in the summer just because...
Because so much activity.
Just for laughs, everything. Yeah. You know? So we take 2 months off and then we always come back from January to May, I think, and then September to...
So now you know you have to work all the time, hosting and a different stuff. Where you practice?
I have ideas, I write them down all the time.
But where you practice on stage?
I don't.
Why?
I don't know.
You're scared, eh?
I don't know if it's scared. I think it's more, I'm too confident, I think.
No, because it's your ego.
Yeah.
You have a big ego?
Yeah.
No, it's no BS with SB, man. I know already the answer, no matter if you answer
sometimes,
or not.
Sometimes when I'm not sure about a punchline, I'll text, like, email, for example. No, like, oh,
does it work like that?
And he's like, I don't know, you know, so...
Because, listen, first, it's your ID.
Yeah.
So if you text somebody,
yeah,
the guy's going to receive it. What
the fuck?
Yeah, I love Apple. You love Apple. It's not funny. You know, it's you have to bomb.
Yeah.
And you don't want to do that. Because it's painful.
Yeah,
be honest. Yeah. I don't want to put you in the corner.
No.
It's true.
I told you, which I've done.
Why you don't jump and be a comedian? Is it because you're scared or is it because it's not for you?
It's a good question. I don't think it's because I'm scared. I think in between it's that I have a lot going on.
Because the metaphor I have about that.
Yeah.
It's like me. I have a snowboard of $10,000 that.
And you don't use it.
No.
Yeah.
I know I'm gonna. I don't snow. But look.
It's nice, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You have a big night of comedy.
Yeah.
Okay. And you don't. It's time for you to bomb everywhere.
Yeah.
And kill every time there.
Yeah.
Why you don't want to do that? You know what I mean?
No. I understand your point completely.
Why I need a 10,000 snowboard? I don't use a cheap one to practice.
Yeah.
When it's time to the big show, you know. So, but I know that. I know why, because you realize that it's too much energy for what you get in return, and you prefer to. So what's gonna be soon? You're gonna have to find another host because you don't write anymore, you know.
No, but that's the good thing. I love to do it. I love to write.
Okay.
So for me, like, even if it's just I took a shit this morning, you know, like I'll write it down and I'll go back and be like, okay, I have to work on that. Like I'll always do that because I don't want to say the same jokes all the time, you know.
You know, at the Da Vinci Theater, they have a small room upstairs, so
gallery.
Why you don't do an open mic there? Plus
it's weird, the room though. That's because it's like a hall and there's carpet.
Upstairs.
Yeah.
Second floor.
The theater? It's like a cinema.
You ain't.
Yeah.
$5 open mic.
Yeah.
$10 open mic. Every Tuesday, every Monday, every Sunday, you know what I mean? You bump there.
Yeah, it could be
So you're going to be more comfortable, maybe.
Yeah.
And me, I'm going to bump all the time with you, man.
Yeah. I mean, you always be there.
You know what I mean?
No, that's actually not a bad idea.
I know it's not a bad idea because maybe it's because it's not easy to go somewhere else where every comic are there and bombing together, you know? And but you know that the time's gonna va te rattraper. I would say that le temps va te rattraper.
Yeah, time is I understand.
No, but for them.
Time will catch up to you.
If you cheat all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because if you have an opportunity someday to do a zoo fest, you're screwed, man.
Yeah.
Fast, you understand what is bombing to succeed. You know, and you know that because you said, "Oh my God, I don't want to leave that anymore."
Yeah.
It's so painful.
Especially at my show. Like, I don't want to do that.
Exactly.
You know,
like, people pay.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to be the guy.
And that's why we have like the best comedians that come out.
Exactly. So you have two choices. You have to do the crowd work,
which is what I started doing.
You know, just like, hey, where are you from? Are you ready for the show? Okay.
Yeah.
You go bomb, you kill. And you don't have time to talk to the people in the crowd because you see you have an amazing show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So big goal, it's the big theater. You have I love to do that. I know it's you. Maybe you will not tell me, but I want to know your ultimate goal. You know, see inside you know, secret.
The ultimate,
like win an Oscar.
No,
is it something you would love?
When I was maybe 13, yes.
Okay.
But no, the ultimate goal is to really my brand to explode.
Snob Media.
to explode the podcast, to do, I want to expand. I want to do food snob, travel snob.
Oh, wow.
You know, movies was always my thing.
You want to be your own boss.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the ultimate. And even comedy. We do comedy snob. Have you, you know, comedy snob, talk about comedy.
Yeah.
Like I love comedy. I love the art. Like,
but you don't, like me, I love, I always watch all the kitchen stuff.
Yeah.
Everything is about kitchen, but I will never work in the kitchen because it's too painful, you know? Yeah. But I respect the kitchen,
and
you know?
And I've been watching comedy since I'm 7 years old. So, like, for me, like, I love it.
But not enough to become a comedian.
I never thought that, no.
But now, though, with all the experience you have, do you think about that all the time? Like, okay, I have to go bomb, I have to make a schedule. Or you said, no.
I definitely thought about it. I just don't, that's to make the time for it.
The time, though, is always good when you have time.
Exactly.
You know, it's like me said, I don't have time to go to the gym. I have time. Trust me. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, I know. I know, 100%.
You can't bullshit this. Yeah. This job, because it's the only job that you have to be good when it's time to do your job. You know how many times I go to the metro, the grocery store, and the lady's like, click, click. They don't care.
Yeah.
And I will not say, hey, it's not your best...
swiping?
Yeah. Where's your smile? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But us?
Yeah.
I can go on stage and say, fuck off today, I'm going to bullshit, and I'm going to... I'm screwed.
Yeah, for sure.
I can't do that.
You're notorious. You have people know how you are. Your act, you know.
Yeah.
So if you go on stage and you're depressed, people are gonna be like,
I don't think I'm not. I don't think I'm famous enough to think like that. I don't.
But a lot of people.
Nobody
know who you are.
Yeah, but I don't go on stage and a lot of people just know me.
No. You shouldn't do that.
No, man, I don't think like that because I don't think I'm famous. I'm not famous.
But
nobody know me.
If people say your name, especially in San Leonardo.
Maybe it's in the voice, exactly. You know. Kalabugi, when I arrive on stage, you say, who's this fat boy, you see? And at the end, it was like, oh my God, I love this fat boy. You know what I mean? It was amazing. Think about that. Because you have to understand, the reason why people don't understand why I quit French comedy, because I make money, people recognize me, you know? And because in French, when you arrive at a certain level, people pay to see you.
Yes.
So you just like 50, everybody, me, every time I have a show in English, I have to fight to prove I'm funny.
Right.
It's not easy,
And I have a question for you.
What?
Because usually I ask questions to everyone.
Oh, yeah.
But are you planning your return to French?
No, I still do cooperate in French.
Okay.
But every time somebody asks me open mic in French, I say no because I use that for my English.
Okay.
Because my goal is it's LA, though.
Okay.
Forever.
Comedy store.
No, to move there.
Oh, to move there?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a long process.
You lived there for a while.
Six months because the law, it's 6 months, but someday I wanna, this is the ultimate goal. You know how make me pissed off in life? I need a card to live there.
Yeah, a visa.
To pay my, a green card.
Oh,
a visa is easy.
Okay.
A visa, it's 3 years.
Yeah.
But it's not a real 3 year because if you want to keep all your stuff here, like medicine, healthcare, you have to go back. It's 6 months,
months,
but it's not 3 years. But the green card, it's like 20,000. It's complicated and with Trump, with the immigration, not the good timing.
No.
Trust me, okay? But for just a card, think about that. Me, if we don't have the problem about green card, I would live there for 8 years ago, full time.
Yeah.
And what do you think I will be?
Yeah.
If I lived there 8 years ago,
every night,
you know, at the store.
Yeah, but look at that. Like people, like I saw the other day, Sebastian Maniscalco. He went to play the comedy store. He just walked in. Like I want to work on some new stuff. You know. The guy, he's a superstar. Like a megastar.
And,
but let me go there, you know?
And he, if you know his story, he was always working waiter.
Yes.
And between his shift, he go do open mic all the time. He struggled like that for 10 years.
Yeah.
And now the rest is his story.
Yeah.
It's why he said to you, if you wanted, how old are you?
29.
29, man, you're young. Yeah. You have to understand what you want to be.
Yeah.
You want to be a producer, you want to be a manager, you want to be, or you want to be an artist?
No, I think for me, I like to tell people what to do. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Wow, it's honest.
Yeah, I love being a boss.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love to be my own boss.
Yeah.
And I love to create.
Yeah.
Okay. No. the fun part with you know, my force in life is you can't stop me. You can ban me. You can not book me. I will always find a way to succeed. Okay, because I know who I am. I know my value.
Yeah.
And I stop listen to everybody around me. Do your thing.
Yeah. Do your thing.
Okay. Everybody laugh. Look, when they go to my YouTube channel, it's a 21 subscriber.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now look, 300.
And I have 320.
Yeah.
And I have always my goal. It's 100 view.
And you always go over. I see.
Although it's fun, look.
Yeah.
But me, if I have 100 view after 1 week, I'm happy.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, because it's so easy to get discouraged. Because everybody always compare, you know.
Why are you still doing this? You're doing this for no one.
Yeah, but the other guy have more subscriber, yeah. and then I say, no, I don't care, man. See, this is a 10-year project.
How many times do you record a week?
Nine.
So you do like two in a day. Or
I do three a day.
Three a day.
Yeah, today I have another after you. Three tomorrow. Three. Wow. Yeah.
This guy.
So it's why it's weird sometimes. Like Pantelis was supposed to be 50, you know?
Yeah.
But the way it was, I record so many that I don't want to put Pantelis like
at the end, you know?
And he talk about something and it was too
exactly,
far, you know?
Exactly.
Because I said, do you think Montreal Canadiens is going to make the playoff?
Yeah.
It doesn't work, you know, because the season is going to be finished, you know?
Yeah.
So I have to adjust everything. I put like now three podcasts every week.
Okay.
Sunday, that's Wednesday,
amazing.
Sunday.
That's amazing.
Wednesday, Sunday, you know?
That's amazing.
Yeah, because people say, I don't have time, see, to watch your podcast. You put too many. It's forever.
Yeah, watch
so
it
take
you
your
want.
Time, man.
Yeah,
watch what you want to watch and make pause and
told,
go back
I
again.
Told
me, when I want to see something, you know, I want to watch
exactly.
it. A guy said, your podcast is too long.
Yeah.
No, see, long to what? I listen to Joe Rogan all the time. It's 3 hours.
Yeah. That's
what,
true.
It's 1 hour. Look at 1 hour, 6 minutes. Yeah. It's if it's too long for you, yeah. don't watch it. You know.
I'm usually in my bed watching you. So.
Whoa! Yeah. Really?
It relaxes me.
This is why I do with my phone. I work so hard.
Yeah.
Because people don't understand why I don't have a big camera. I don't want.
You don't need it.
You see when we talk,
yeah.
though, you forgot we I film you.
Yeah.
No, be honest.
No, I feel like we're just talking.
Exactly,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
what I want.
Yeah.
At the same time, I want you feel like we do something together, but the way it's working, look at that.
Yeah.
With my phone, it's. When you watch on your phone, the quality is amazing.
Exactly.
It's,
and look,
you pay
so much for yourself.
This just, costs
exactly. So just use that. Why you have to buy a camera? Why do you have to do all these things? You know.
And the time I put to understand the tag, make the picture, how YouTube works.
Yeah.
You know how my phone works.
Yeah.
How to adjust everything all
yeah.
the time. But Gary V, shout out to Gary V. Gary V, if you're lost in life,
watch him.
And you want to do something
yeah.
and you don't know how to start, watch Gary V.
Yeah.
He's going to tell you the truth. He's going to tell you how to work with all the social media, how
yes.
to promote yourself,
yeah.
you know, and find who you are before.
Mm-hmm.
Because do you think you find yourself? Do you think you know who you are? What you want to do?
I think I found a good part.
Part.
But there's always more
okay.
development all the time.
Okay, but be honest, do you think in 5 years when I'm going to re-invite you,
yeah.
we're going to talk about, remember when you do comedy? Or we're going to talk about, wow, man, I saw your one-man show, tabarnak, you kill.
I think.
What guy is going to be?
That's a good question.
I want the answer now.
That's a good question.
Is it possible?
How
about your feeling now?
I think it would be more, oh, you know those shows you used to put together, but now you're doing detail, you're doing theaters, you're doing
yeah, but the comedian, I would say,
no.
Okay, exactly. No. You're honest?
Yeah.
Maybe you're gonna go home and say, fuck, no, I think
yeah.
Sam, I changed my mind. Okay, 5 years.
I'll call you back.
Call you back.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, this is the DeLorean car, okay?
Yes.
You have the chance to go in the past to change something.
Oh.
You use it or you don't use it?
To change something
or not?
No.
No?
No, because everything happens for...
You happy where you are now?
Where I am now, yes. Yes. Yeah.
Good, man.
So, I mean, why go back and change something? Unless you were really traumatized or something.
No, but you're an Italian, so
yeah.
maybe...
I was just slapped sometimes. That's
so, you don't want to change anything? No. Wow. Okay, good.
You learn from everything.
You know, in the past, I always said to the people, you take the Montreal Canadiens, you're going to make the playoff. And you know what I realized? I said, who cares? My, this is the new, first time, this question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You take the Montreal Canadiens, you're going to win a Stanley Cup someday.
No.
Never?
If I don't watch hockey, but, no, from what I see, like, it's garbage.
It's 2020.
Yeah.
For fun. It's
let's
for fun.
Do 2031.
Whoa!
I love come it. Back in 11 okay. years.
Buddy, the question.
Yes, yeah, I'm a big baseball.
Do you think the Expo are back?
Yes, you should do it. Why not?
Do you think they are back?
I would.
Did you see the newspaper? They talk about like it's the Rob Manfred accept.
I would love
the
to
idea
have baseball back. I mean, you would love to have.
Ah, me, I see. Yeah.
When I was a kid, my parents took me all the time.
Wow. Shout out to Nick.
Nick, my mom.
Yeah, you have an amazing father, buddy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you tell him?
I tell him.
Tell him now, look.
You're amazing.
I love you, father.
My mom, I love you. Everyone. Yeah,
you say, I love you. You said, mom, not father.
I love you, dad.
I love you, dad. It's important.
Yes, yes.
Because he gives you everything. Oh, you feel the weird, huh?
No, yeah.
Emotion, buddy.
Hey, I have something for you.
What?
Look at this. Body.
Whoa, is it the next large? Whoa!
For you, when you go on stage and you bump.
Yeah, and you choose the black color, it's great for
it's
me.
Perfect.
Wow.
Now we can match.
Wow. Man.
Don't break it already.
Body, where are you?
There's the head.
Where are you? Okay, you're there.
Look at that. That's soft. It's comfortable. Look at that, beautiful.
Hey!
Look at this.
Wow, okay. Exclusivity Snob Media. Okay? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Did you like The Rise of Skywalker?
I did. Yes, I did.
I did.
And I watched that.
You watched my 2 hour, my 12
yeah, your 2 hour podcast. I enjoyed it.
I said to my girlfriend,
I need to see it one more time just because I
said twice.
You saw it twice?
I saw it twice.
Did you like it better the second time or the first time?
The first time was the best.
Okay.
Because it's so fast, you know. And
yeah.
Because I said to my girlfriend, she said, they have a new movie in the island, and you make a wish. I don't, you know, it's new. It's gonna
Fantasy
be
Fantasy Island,
no. Something like that. Yes.
Horror movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And I said, let's go see that. She said, why you don't want to see Star Wars? I said, because you don't like Star Wars. And she said, yeah, I don't like. I said, no, I'm gonna watch a movie together.
Yeah.
I saw Star Wars twice.
Right.
And she said, did you like Star Wars? I said, yes, but no.
Okay.
Because, and she don't understand. I said, listen, if you put me in the situation that I have to watch The Force Awakens and wait 2 years for The Last Jedi, wait 2 years,
yeah,
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
But if you ask me if they have to go back and do it again, I would say, fuck yeah, no? Because they fucked up everything. They have Harrison Ford, Luke, Mark Hamill, they have, why? That it's supposed to continue after the return of the Jedi.
Yes,
so why we don't see Luke Skywalker as see powerful in the galaxy?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when Leia and Han Solo still smuggle, still who care?
Yeah.
You know, and now the big devil arrive.
Yeah.
And now you can add Rey. You know.
Yeah.
No, they decide to kill Han Solo.
Yeah.
Spoiler
alert.
Fuck them. See, it's too late. Okay. Yes. Luke Skywalker, we don't see Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
Oh, I was very not happy. It was a reboot, by the way.
Well, yeah.
So it's why I love The Last Jedi. People hate Last Jedi. Me, I love. You know,
I love it too. I love it. Except
in general.
Casino, except the casino scene.
Was the casino scene, but it's for kids.
Yeah, but no.
But you're right. Like, you're right. Casino, yeah, yeah. And The Rise of Skywalker, I love because it was the end of the
chapter.
Yeah. But you understand what I said?
They
fucked up.
No, I agree. You love it, but you hate it at the same time.
Yes,
like,
yes.
But you'll still watch it. You'll still go back and watch it again.
Because they are so stupid to pretend the real fan, the old fan, the real...
From the
you, because you put... Han
Solo?
No, the other guy, you know, his best friend.
Lando.
Lando is there. Woo! Lando, Lando! But he did nothing.
Yeah, he was there for 5 minutes.
Just to shut the fuck up the real fat, you know? I said, oh, come on. You know, I was like, oh, Mandalorian.
Yeah, oh, the show, yes.
Was gold for me. Yeah. Was the real, yeah, for the real fan, if you're a real fan,
John
real
love.
Man,
yeah.
Yoda baby, tabarnak.
Right. But,
you know what I mean? So it's I'm in peace with Star Wars.
I am too.
But I cry. By the way, I cried 5 times.
Emotional.
Because when they killed Chewbacca.
Yeah.
When the Harrison Ford come back.
Yeah. Yeah.
When Chewbacca cried when he heard Leia die.
Yeah.
Was it death? Because it's the real personage.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I love when she said, "I'm Rey Skywalker."
Yeah. At the end, that's the last thing.
I have goosebumps.
Yeah.
And the lightsaber yellow. I don't know what they're gonna do with that. You think they're gonna continue with Rey?
So here's the thing. I think they should just stop everything. Just stop. There's no more. There's no need to continue anything.
They
want to do different stories in the galaxy, maybe.
They will never do that.
I know, because everything's for money, no?
Yeah.
Everything's for the money. Yeah. But
the two ladies kiss at the end.
Oh, yeah. But it's just to make the people.
Because
happy.
It's not. People understand. It's not. I hate two ladies kiss together.
No,
it's not the point. The point is, it's good. We know why they did that.
Yeah, just to.
You know, it's to show they want everybody watch Star Wars.
Yeah.
Who you are, gay, lesbian?
Come on.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You feel that?
Yeah. No, I agree. 100%. Yeah. 100%.
So you think they should
the same way that the Disney bought, you know, the rights. Star Wars. I don't agree with that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's when everything started to get a bit. I don't know. Like now they bought the 20th Century Fox. No more 20th Century Fox.
Yes,
classic.
It's done.
Know? Yeah, finished.
Wow.
Yeah. So for me, that's
no. It's. I think cinema is dying. Yeah.
But it's everything's a reboot. Reboot this. Reboot this.
Wait. The last time I went to see a movie, Star Wars, and before that was Star Wars.
Yeah. Wow.
So 2 years. 2 years.
Yeah.
And, why Netflix and all the platform
is blowing up? It's everything.
Because I said no, but it's the big screen. It's fun.
I agree with
every
you.
Time I go there, a stupid moron beside me playing his phone.
Yeah, oh, eating popcorn.
No, but popcorn's all right.
Yeah,
no, it was celery. I will understand. But popcorn, no, kick my seat.
Yeah, so people talk. They just
talk. But the phone. Yeah. Everybody watch the phone. Say, oh my god.
Yeah.
I hate. I think. I think. It's expensive too.
Yeah, but for me, still going to what I love going by myself. I love it. For me, it's therapy.
Yeah, because you are alone. Huh?
Yeah.
Bother and your popcorn. Me too.
But I love it. For me, it's ever since I'm a kid, it's therapy.
Where do you sit? What is your favorite place?
I always like the aisle.
Really?
I love it. Yeah.
Why?
Because I don't know. I don't know.
Middle inside. No, middle.
Yeah.
You is in the aisle.
Yeah, I love it.
In the plane,
same. But plane. Everything. That's mine. Because I don't like being, you know.
Okay, you fucked.
Yeah.
You
suffocate.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
But I like the. If I have to go to the bathroom, I have to bother anyone. I go to the bathroom.
You know? So, yes, you think they should stop?
I think they should stop.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for now, give it a few years.
You know? I rewatch. The Force Awakens and Last Jedi before to go, and I was like, ugh,
you're tired.
Because it's like, they put Palpatine in the poster, tabarnak.
Yeah,
this is a spoiler alert.
They shouldn't have done that.
Why they did that?
I agree with you 100%.
Why you put, I would love to see the movie
and
who's that man?
Yeah.
You know?
It's not him.
You know why they did that? Because in case they want to give so many stuff, because everybody ate Last Jedi.
Yeah.
But go see the number at the end. They made 1 billion Last Jedi, 1 billion The Rise.
Exactly.
So they bombed.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not a hit.
Imagine you make $1 billion. And it's a bomb.
Yeah.
Imagine.
It's
crazy.
It's crazy.
That's Hollywood. No?
That's
Yeah.
I think
$1 billion? No.
I think a movie is gonna die soon, like Arcade or Blockbuster Video.
So sad.
It's sad.
Yeah.
But they gave us nothing.
Yeah, but the thing now is the TV series are more powerful.
I watch Key
Lock and Key.
Lock and Key.
I didn't see it, no.
Body.
You watched it all?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, oh, but
you see, like,
and, you know, and we don't wait 1 week.
No, you just watch.
We cover a show. Yeah. You watch, tack, 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 tack.
Next thing you know, it's midnight.
Exactly.
And you're in your boxers and ten,
you're eating. Ten episodes, one hour each.
So 10 hours.
Around.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Good.
So, you know, it's why now you should start to do a review with other stuff than just movie.
Yeah. But it's weird for TV series to review. You have to watch it all continuously and then you just, okay, this is what it is.
Yeah.
But Netflix, Crave TV, all those things are all Amazon, same thing.
Man, thank you so much to come at No BS with SB.
Thank you, Seb.
The biggest producer in Montreal.
Stop.
How about it?
Yes.
This is the goal.
This is the goal.
So someday you're going to rent the Place des Arts.
And I'm going to have you.
Yes, I'm going to do a podcast before in the Place des Arts.
On the stage.
And I love you, Bardi.
I love you. Thank
you're
you
great.
So much.
Thanks for the gift.
Huh?
No, the Italian always offer something.
Always.
You should do that when you come here, guys. Let's go eat.
Let's do it.
Wow, we made it, buddy.